every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I've got to tell you, on page 11 today, there's a story about dogs in the CBD, and I bet you 90% of dog owners didn't know that you're not allowed to walk around town with a dog, even on a leash or whatever. It's an incredible thing. I did hear about it years ago, and I thought, well, I've never heard of that before. No one takes any notice of it, so it may as well be, well, irrelevant or not exist. Now, it's under the heading Dogfight over CBD bylaw, and the subheading reads, owners believe a city ban on pooches is in poor, spelt P-A-W, taste. Kate Stevenson writes, a little-known Cairns Council bylaw banning dogs in the CBD has some local pooch owners scratching their heads and left others barking mad. A review into local laws will see harsher penalties for dog owners who let their pups run wayward. However, an existing ban on dogs in the CB is set to remain despite a high demand for dog-friendly spaces in the area. Now, since at least 2011, dogs have been banned in public within the area encompassing Appland Street to McLeod Street, Spence Street, Sheridan Street, Wharf Street and the Esplanade, excluding the northeastern footpath adjacent to the Esplanade. I know this is, you're trying to get this across in your brain and it's very complicated. But I'm going to talk with Kathy Zeiger about this matter in just a moment. We'll see if we can shine a light on it. Now, adjacent to the Esplanade, of course, and that the lagoon surrounding parklands and along the pier. Now, dog owners who disobey this rule may be slapped with on-the-spot fines of up to $309 and could face prosecution penalties of up to $3,096. So you better have a listen to this matter. Now, this is such an obscure requirement. Wharf One cafe owner Peter Crotty had no idea his dog-friendly cafe neighboured the restricted zone. See, these things just coming out of the blue, and it's going to put the wind up a lot of owners. Anyway, I won't go on with too much more of the detail. There's a quote here saying the ban was implemented to uphold public amenity, cleanliness and safety in these high traffic areas. And the council person suggested owners who wish to bring their furry friends into the city make use of the nearby designated off-leash areas. Cats and service animals, including dogs, are not banned from the city, but some restrictions remain for assistance dogs. Let's be honest about it. Just in recent years, people have, for whatever reason, I mean, in France it's been happening, in various other countries for years and years, people take their dogs to the restaurants, they sit out in the footpath, and in some places in the world they take them inside the restaurant, etc. And it's been happening more and more frequently here in Cairns as well. So this is becoming quite an issue, this matter, and now it's out there in the public. Please listen closely if you've got a dog. Otherwise it's going to cost you $300 when you come into town and simply walk around, even with your dog on a lead. Now, as usual, when it's a matter of dogs, I call Kathy Zeiger. She's the Division 3 Cairns councillor. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This one's right up your alley. Do you know why? Because there's been a perception for years that there's no restraints on dogs around the CBD. On a lead or otherwise. And now suddenly, the light is shining on a requirement that's been there for probably more than a decade at least.
I know. And I remember the local laws officers have been putting these updates for quite some time. And so what happens is what we call an operational matter. So the officers go, look, we're looking at reviewing this. And then they present it to us and then they put it out for feedback. So quite contentious at the moment. There's a lot of information, misinformation and reading just through that article. For example, the Wharf One, he's fine because he's on port land. Council has no jurisdiction on any of the Port's North land. So, the dogs can wander along there. We can't find anybody or do anything about it. And I remember looking at this map, look back in 2015, going, oh, okay. But the point is, if you live in the middle of the city, and which I would like to see more city living happening because that would generate a lot more activity within the city and fix a lot of problems. Mm. If you can't bring a dog, well, that is a problem, isn't it? So there's people living in the city that do have dogs. Mm. So I think a lot of the officers are just being discerning, about who they're picking up and who they're warning. Because I haven't seen any animal control officers walking the streets, but then I don't see a lot of dogs in the streets. But I can't see a problem with it if you've got a well-behaved dog on a lead and you pick up the poo. I mean, that's a big deal, isn't it, John? You know, nobody wants to walk into a big drop of poo. And I'm looking, and like on the Esplanade, absolutely, you can walk your dog along the Esplanade. That is not a problem. It's currently legal and, you know, with the new map, but you can't take it into the lagoon area. You know, you see all the tourists there sunbathing away. And if you could take your dog there and it pooped, and even if you were a good person and you picked up, it's all about the poo. If you, know, you pick it up, there's still remnants there, and that's a bit disgusting. So there's a very small area there that, I kind of think, well, yeah, no dogs right there so that the tourists can sunbathe just around the pool. But the walkway, the pathway is fine. You know, if you've got your dog on a lead, you just can't take it into those little parkland areas. But I would like to see the law change in the CBD area because I think, yeah, to encourage people to live here, just maybe, yeah, penalise them if they don't pick up the poo.
It's interesting you talk about... I'm fascinated by the remnants. I've never thought about the remnants before.
Oh, you've got to think about these things, John.
Look, let's get back to the land. I think it was Peter Crotty's restaurant. You're saying, oh, well, that's on Port Authority land, so that's
really more a health department issue, you know, whether he's allowed to have animals in his restaurant area.
Oh, they've been there for years. There's more dogs.
I was
more
there
dogs,
only yesterday.
More dogs than diners. Can I just ask you, though, if indeed that's whatever you said, Port Authority land, but you've got to get the dog there, so how do you get it there without facing a $309 fine?
If you have a look at the map that's in the Cairns Post today and also online, there's a segregation. Like, they've got these bright yellow lines outlining, like, the lagoon area and that little park where one lies down. And then you've got the CBD, which is basically the Applin, McLeod kind of square plus a little bit more out to Kenny. So, yeah, you can walk your dog through there on paths. So that's not a problem. As long as we're on leads. And, of course, as we all know, do not let your dog off the lead. It has to be a friendly dog, especially if you go to a cafe. I think it's lovely to be able to take your dog to a cafe and have a well-behaved dog, not jump all over everybody. You know, train the dog and enjoy that. And I think that needs to change. But the beauty of this is where we need your feedback. So for me to be able to represent what people want and the other councillors is we need the feedback. Mm. And the same goes with the fishing. I know that, you know, a lot of people are very upset about the fishing.
Yes.
I love fishing, John, you know, and crabbing and all of that. But, of course, you don't want to be hit in the head by a sinker or, heaven forbid, you know, a fly as it comes flying past your face as you're walking along. Mm. So, you know, do we need to have some areas that are high traffic, like just at the lagoon, that might not be ideal, and a little bit further up near the wharf, near the salt house, where you can actually catch some fish? Because on the mudflats, let's face it, you might catch crocodiles if you go closer to the water, but not a lot of fish. Northern area, you might get something up there. So, I don't see we need a full ban on fishing at all. But what did I hear? There's a walk, actually. Saturday morning, I heard that someone's having a walk to kind of voice their opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Their suggestion.
Good on them.
So, yeah, there's lots of things you can do, but make sure you jump on the website and give your feedback, because it's one thing to kind of voice it and get cranky and get on Facebook, but it's very important, because that way we can represent the people. That's why the feedback is there, to be able to do that.
It's funny you talk about these designations. I think the dog situation goes back more than 11 years, but interestingly you talk about the lagoon too. It is designated. It is designated. The northern half of the area around the lagoon is designated as topless. The southern half is not topless, it's banned. So I didn't realise that was still the case. I mean, this goes back decades, but when we were celebrating the 20th anniversary of the lagoon the other day, Terry James said to me, John, no, it's because I just talked about what it was like in the old days when the top half was, the northern end, was designated topless and the southern end was for families. And he said, John, I can tell you the designation still reads topless north, families south.
Crack up, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing?
And you
it's
don't
still
really
there.
See that. Yeah,
you
it
never
is still
that.
There, and I think COVID threw it a bit. And now that they're coming back, I'm sure that the top end will be the same. Oh, dear.
Now, getting back to your fishing now, where did you say you might catch a fish? You said somewhere further north than in the CBD.
Well, yes. So, look, up towards where all the wharves are, you know, I've caught some fish up there, you know, where all the big boats are, and up towards the Salthouse, I think, you know, I don't think they should make, again, Salthouse land is ports, but leading up to that, if they do the ban, you wouldn't be able to fish along there, which I think's wrong, because you might actually catch fish because the water comes in there. Also, the northern end, up the Pirate Ship end, during high tide, you might catch something in there. But yeah, look, right where your kids are running and jumping in the pool, that's probably not the right spot. But people like it because they can sit there. So yeah, you just got to get that worked out. But I think, look, give your feedback and yeah, let's keep fishing.
Isn't it funny, Rob Erskine's looking for someone to do that fishing article in the Cairns Post when he's on holidays. Can I mention your name?
Except I don't catch any fish, John. I'm a hopeless fisher girl.
Nobody catches fish in the inlet unless they go a long way away from the CBD, as far as I hear, anyway. I've certainly never had any luck.
No, I think up the inlet I've had a bit of luck, but, yeah, no, I can't say I've ever fished off the Esplanade, but I'm sure there are people that have and that could tell you the right spots.
Now, Catherine, this coming Saturday is a very, very important day in your calendar.
It's one of the
exactly. It's one of the days you, and I must admit I'm the same too, enjoy it. It's best day of the year. Why? Because the parade comes alive with colour and music. What are you expecting this year?
Oh, look, we've got so much on. So many floats. I know they were talking, somebody wanted to put an extra truck in the other day and they said, no, we're full. And I'm like, oh, what does full mean? It must be massive. So I'm excited to see how many groups, how many cultural groups get out there, how many school groups and the music. Like I mentioned to you last week, I think I've got bagpipes following me. So I thought that'll be kind of funny. I'm not sure how to dance to bagpipes, but we'll give it a shot. Look, every night you've got the library from Friday where we lit up beautifully with some natural, some all different natural kind of look. We've got the light show on the Esplanade. We've got roving flamingos. I'm interested to see what they look like. Look, CPAC has got quite a few events on. Some of them you've got to pay for. But if you hop on the website, you'll be able to see everything that's on the courthouse every single night. You can go along and enjoy the music for free. See any exhibitions that are in there and just hang out. Like the whole town comes to light, even north and south. You've got Caravonica, I think they've got a light show on one particular evening. Southwoods, I think they've got some movie nights happening. There is just something for everyone, and it's free. It's absolutely free. I love it. And the program is just jam-packed with local entertainers, giving them the opportunity to be heard. And I love wandering along the Esplanade. You know, you can grab some food, enjoy the light show, wander down to the library and check out the light show there. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Can't wait. By the way, we talked about this the other day. I know that lady that had us all absolutely in fits of laughter, she was born entertainer. When there was a bit of a delay, she would dance and she would sing. And everyone was cheering her more than they were the floats. But we were here at the station wondering, what's the terminology for people who do that, basically keep the floats in order and keep the kids back from it? Have they got a term?
We've got traffic controllers.
We'll call them traffic controllers.
We'll call them traffic controllers. There's also a blue line that's painted to help people, know where they've got to stay behind. But I think it's amazing. Everyone lines the street and I don't think, there's not a cranky face amongst them. Everyone's happy and laughing and waving and, just the best.
Who's leading the council contingent this year?
Oh, look.
So you haven't had that discussion yet, have you?
Oh, look, I think...
Terry's done it most years, I think.
Well, I think he's going to be riding in the disaster truck. And Rhonda will probably go in with him. And I think Amy and I will run out the front. I think Christy Val will be out the front. I don't think we'll get Max. He's slack like that. He'll be in at the... He'll probably at the Rattle and Hum having a drink, watching it,
Oh, you've just dobbed him in. He'll be listening to this. Wait till I get that bloody Catherine Zeiger. By the way, yesterday it was interesting. We had a call from somebody saying these people that are coming into town from the west in their huge numbers and just taking up residence and wherever they want to lie down. They're down at the old Sydney H. Turner building and it's become a Redden Street tip. It is just the stench and the appearance.
You know what happened yesterday? Terry went down there yesterday to check it out and they set their dog on him.
No.
I'm serious. He showed me the photo of the dog. He said he has not got back in his car that quickly in his life.
Yeah.
Went out to go and look at it, and they said, so how's
Gee,
that, John?
Oh, dreadful.
Porters set their dogs on you. Do you want to come and check them out?
Dreadful.
Yeah, so that's getting looked into, don't you worry about
I would
that.
Hope so. There's got to be action taken about the behaviour of these people. For a start, it's a health risk. The stench of the faeces and the urine everywhere around town. And we're a tourist destination. Seriously.
I know, John.
We have got to find... Well, seriously, there's something here for, in my view, three levels of government to start taking action on this nightmare. But anyway, Terry did send a message through. He's going to get the workers down there. I tell you what, they better take a police guard if they're going to be actually cleaning up that mess, because I didn't realise they'd be turning their dogs on anyone intervening in their
100%.
Disgusting way of life.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. There you go.
Some people are still entitled. That's
now, Kat, I'll hopefully see you Saturday.
See you then. I'll be out there waving at you.
Wonderful. That's Cathy Zeiger, Councillor Cathy Zeiger of Division 3 at Cairns Council.